Here's a thought I'll title, The 10% I Use. These last 20 years in photography have been technologically turbulent times. Seems like every time I turn around, there's an improvement being made either in software or in camera gear, even to the point where we now have electronic lenses, which I've always thought was an odd concept. But there's a lot of electronics in our lenses. As the old saying goes, engineers love to engineer. And the engineers keep coming up with new things that the software and the cameras and the lenses can do. And isn't that great? Hooray! I'm glad that we have all these things that a camera can do. But I became aware years ago, using something as simple as Microsoft Word, that when they kept adding new and better features to Word, that a lot of the stuff they were adding was stuff I would never use. In one point thinking about this, I had concluded that I used maybe 10% of what Microsoft Word was capable of doing. And I think that figure holds equally well for cameras and software. I look at all the complexities of Photoshop. I literally need about 10% of it. And that's all I ever use. The other features of Photoshop, I know they're there. I mean, I know some of them are there, but I can't figure out why I'd ever need them. Same thing with my camera. The little computer that's in my camera does so many things. And perhaps for some people, the things that I don't need are exactly what they do need. So I'm glad the manufacturers are building them into the camera. The disadvantage, of course, is that the cameras get more and more complex. And that shows up in the instruction manuals now that sometimes run into hundreds of pages about how to operate a camera. I carry the instruction manuals with me, at least in PDF form, always on my smartphone. And it's not uncommon at all for me to be out in the field and need to remember, how do I do that again? Where is that menu setting? What are the variables and parameters that I can employ? But even so, I think I only use about 10% of what my camera's capable of doing. The complexity is making it more difficult to be a photographer. Unless you use the complexity to simplify things. And that's turned out to be the strategy that works for me. Yes, I go through all the features of my camera, and I find the 10% that I want and use with regularity. And then that camera configuration gets saved as a custom button. All the other things my camera can do, I just ignore. I never use them at all. Which leaves me with a certain feeling of guilt. Are there things that my camera does that I don't know that I need it to do? That is to say, by not mastering the 300 pages of my camera manual, am I missing something that I would use with regularity if I only knew it existed? That guilt haunts me because I say the same thing about Photoshop and the same thing about Lightroom and the same thing about InDesign and Acrobat and even my camera bag. I discovered an unknown pocket that's turned out to be very handy. I just never realized there was a pocket there before, and now I use it all the time. The bottom line for me is, I don't want my equipment to be complicated. I want it to be easy. And so, I'm bucking the trend of manufacturing and engineers. I know that. But until I find a reason to explore those unknown areas, I find it a lot easier just to pretend they don't exist, master the craft with the 10% of the features that I do use, and try to avoid feeling guilty about the 90% that I don't.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.